Guys, I have to admit, one of the most fun interviews we've done this year involved Covenant Christian basketball star Chris Bezolt, along with his mom and dad. Chris will be a part of the Circle of Men All-Star Basketball game Saturday, and we talked to Chris about that, along with how important mom and dad were in his growing up. So you guys, I guess in the tournament, you didn't do too badly, did you?
No, we won our first sectional title in school history.
And how cool was that to win a sectional championship? First time in school history, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was an experience I definitely won't forget, and it was awesome to do it with the team that I had with this year. We truly had a special team, and the coach has been there all 4 years and then some, so it was great to experience that with him too, and a great community of support around us as well.
And think about that. In your final year as a high school basketball player, you set history at your school. That's got to be cool, right?
It is. It has been a big deal around Covenant Christian, to say the least. And to have that as my senior year, I never would have expected that going into Covenant. But my coach said, you know, we're trying to build a four-year program here at Covenant because our school is quite small, and we've been trying to. It's a struggle sometimes to build our sports programs with only 50 guys in the whole school, and. You know, by my senior year, I think that was the goal when he said four-year program. It was to get to where we got this year, and I didn't expect it, but it came about, and now I'm just enjoying it still.
And what do you take from this into your future endeavors?
I just take that if you work together with this team that we did, the key was not just having good players this year, it was having good players that played well together and who liked being around each other on the floor and off the floor, and having a good leader as a coach and support. It was no one single person doing it for us. It was all these people coming together. And what I can take away from that is when you have people working together and striving to do their best and striving to honor God, then you can really accomplish some great things. So if you set your priorities to honor God and to work with other people, you know, when you go on to do other things beyond high school, you might be able to accomplish a lot.
I love the honoring God part. That was pretty awesome, kid. Now, that being said, look to your right. There are two people there that might be familiar to you.
Yeah.
How important were they in your development as a man and as a basketball player?
I don't know how long we have for this interview, but that might take a very long time for me to explain that whole thing.
Good answer.
Just two things, one for each of them. For my mom, she's just been great on the encouragement and on the organizational side. Even when I think I have a bad game, she's going to be there to tell me that I had a good game. Mm-hmm. And I just know one person's always going to think I'm doing great out there, and that's my mom. And she also helps me with doing AAU and organizing my events for basketball and stuff like that, the paperwork that I kind of wouldn't want to do. She's always there to do that willingly, and I'm really appreciative of that. My dad, he's there. He's not as nice with his critiques, but you need somebody to point out how to get better, and he's been there for that, which has been very helpful. And he's also been there to play in the driveway with me growing up, and when I had issues with my game or my attitude, he was there to work through those with me and make me into the player and the man that I am today. And that's just, it means so much to me, I can't really describe it.
Okay, let's go to the one-on-one against Dad.
Yeah.
Because you knew he had to go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask Dad first off, how tough was it playing one-on-one against this guy?
It was, when he was little, I had to work on not beating him too much because he'd get really frustrated and, it wasn't too good for his game. But now he's doing the same for me.
Exactly.
So now I wish that he would have been my first child, because I would have been able to bang around a little bit longer, because I'm in my 50s now. So my oldest, I could still dunk and that sort of thing when she was playing. But with him, I'm past the dunk days.
Well, you could dunk at one time?
Oh, yeah, I could dunk. Not quite as good as him, but I dunked all the way to what, about 45, Chris?
Yeah,
I think I still can dunk at 45. And
you dunked at age 45?
Yep, I still could dunk at 45.
I couldn't dunk at 25. That's impressive. Now, how old was he when it finally got to the point where you realized, I'm not going to beat this guy too many more times again?
Probably at eighth grade. I thought I could maybe take him freshman year in high school.
Freshman year is probably every other game we won. Won one, and then I would win then. Mm-hmm. My sophomore year, he was pretty much losing most games.
Junior, was done.
Junior and senior year, I've just been having to go easy on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I got to ask the woman in the middle here. How many times did you have to referee and keep these two separated from one another after a game?
I have a bedroom window that oversees our basketball court on the driveway, and I can't tell you how many times I had to yell out the window. I was worried more about my husband in recent years. In the younger days, I'd be yelling at him to be nicer to Chris, but no, it didn't really help any. They just tolerated me, but they did their own thing out there.
You gotta go hard, even in the driveway.
There you go. It doesn't matter who the opponent is, right?
Yeah.
Did it mean more to you to beat Dad? Because, you know, all those years that he was getting you. Mm-hmm. When it finally got to the point in which you were getting him, how harder did you go to try to finish him off?
It was, once I knew I could beat him, I might have rubbed it in his face a little bit, because growing up, I did get the ball stuffed back at me when I was little. So,
Stop. How did you rub it in? Was it trash talk or what?
Oh, it wasn't really. I wouldn't get too trash talk, but I'd just, you know, blow by him because he was lacking in foot speed.
It happens when you get to be 45.
Exactly. And I don't know, just upping the score if I could, stuff like that.
So in other words, he rubbed it in on you, bro.
Yeah, he rubbed it in. You know, that's part of being.
You had it coming.
Yeah, I had it coming. I rubbed it in when he was little too sometimes. So, yeah.
I got to ask, did you dunk on him?
Did I dunk on you?
No.
I don't think I ever dunked on you.
I dunked on him, though.
Yeah.
Well, you dunked on him.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, at the risk of not being welcomed back to the house, describe the dunk.
I mean, it might have happened a couple times, but usually it wasn't too much contact on the dunk, because I'd have to kind of get by him and him be following me, trying to block me or something.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the dunk, because if he was had any sort of position on me, I wasn't leaving the ground because he was holding me down. No matter how well I could jump.
That's true.
Let's talk to Mom here, because I'm going to give you a situation here, okay? He has a bad game, which he didn't have too many, but let's say he had a bad game. You would be the go-to girl. What would be the first thing you'd say to him?
I would say it even before the game, just kind of keep perspective, because I knew sometimes the pressure was on, you know, from his team, from his dad, from everybody else. It's just to kind of keep the game in perspective, you know. It's really fun, and he's worked really hard to do well at it, but it is still just a game, moving a little orange ball into a hoop. So I really just wanted to know, you know, we're proud of him, you know, just however you played. And just, you know, like you said earlier, you'd play to the honor, to the glory of God, and that is really the most important thing. I wanted him to be a good sportsman out there in the floor and not show any anger, and he's done a great job of that, you know, not taking the game too seriously with his emotions. And so
let's close out with the parents here. You brought this kid up. Here we are now, senior year, he graduates. What's going to be the first thing, the first memory that's going to hit you? And Dad, prepare, you're in the on deck circle, you got to answer the same question.
You mean upon his graduation?
Mm-hmm. And don't get emotional on me now.
We have a lot of memories.
Oh, I was going to say, I have so many memories.
Just pick one.
So.
Memories.
Just let them go.
Well, I'm just deeply grateful for, you know, the memory that comes to my head is we moved to DeMott and 2005, and when I dropped Chris off at kindergarten as this new little kid, my last kid to go to school, you know, I just had a little fear of what was ahead and how he's going to fit in and all that sort of thing. So I just, you know, I ended up walking away crying from that moment, and all these new moms are looking at me like, what is your problem? But it was an emotional time, but for me now, it's just kind of a line in the sand that just reminds me of how God's given us lots of great memories in that town and in our town, and with the teammates he's got to play all these years with. He's played with them at a grade school level and now high school level, you know. So yeah, that's probably one of the big memories I'll have, you know.
You know you're going to cry when he gets that diploma, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Dad, you take us home, buddy. Your thoughts on bringing this young man up? I mean, obviously he's got God in his life. You guys must be doing something pretty right.
You know, he's such a well-rounded boy. Basketball is just a small part of his life. And, you know, we as a family, we're really close. We spend a lot of time eating together around the table. And after the games, when we think of basketball, we spend a lot of time just talking about, you know, how the game went. On Sundays after church, we talk about our faith around the table. So I know that he's going to be around, and we're going to continue that with our two daughters. We have the same situation, and they come over, and we have dinners on Sundays. Our family eats together. So I'm not really worried about him disappearing or going away. Some of my highlights, I mean, basketball is a big deal for me. I love the game. And so I'll just finish off with kind of some of the memories of basketball. One was in eighth grade, he said that he wanted to be able to dunk in high school by the time he was a freshman, and he wanted to be a really good player, and I kind of like, let's see. I kind of wanted to not get him too excited about that, but he went online. He found this manual about how to jump. He built himself a weight set out of wood and all this sort of thing and got this routine down. And the very first freshman game wasn't even a game per se. We were scrimmaging against KV, which is a really large school in comparison to us. And in his first game, he had a dunk. Wow. And I'm like, here we go. You know, so I knew we were going to have a fun road, you know. And to finish it off, his very last home game, which was senior night, his last play of his career at home was a windmill dunk, and it was a really nice dunk. So.
Okay, I thought we were going to close, but I got to ask you about the windmill dunk. When you did it, how'd you feel?
That might have been the most excitement I showed on the floor in a game before, because I had my sub there waiting to take me out for the last time ever in front of my home crowd, mm-hmm. and I didn't know that was happening, and then it just happened. I always wanted to get one down in the game. I never really got any of the really showy ones down before, and I thought, why not try in my last bucket? And I got it, and after that, I might have jumped up and swung my arm a little bit and, you know, cheered out loud a little bit more than I would have else. But then after I made that bucket, I went off, and it was just the best way I could have thought of ending my career at home.
That was Covenant Christian's Chris Bezold, along with Mom and Dad, joining us on Lakeshore Sports 219. Hey, we told you this would be a fun interview. God bless you. Thanks for joining us again today. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time with more Lakeshore Sports 219.